Hi guys, Octopus Caveman here.
I'm Peter.
And welcome to the weirdest episode of Popcorn with Candy so far.
Maybe.
So last episode we did Armed and Dangerous, and we talked about how forgettable it was. And
yeah.
So here is a bonus episode where we are going to try and recall that movie.
A couple weeks after we watched it and recorded it.
Right. This might be tough. I do have like some fun facts that I just found about the movie. So I do remember there's a part in the movie where they're in the sex shop.
Yeah.
And I said there was a magazine called Man Man, and I found it. It's not called Man Man. There's a hardcore gay erotica magazine called Man 2 Man.
Okay.
And I'm thinking maybe I didn't see the 2 right.
Probably.
But also, new fun fact, found a band called Man Man as well, and they're not bad.
Okay.
You just act like you hate my research. I did research. I pulled interesting fun facts to bring to this show, and you're just like, all right, gay porn and a band called Man Man.
Yeah, well, that's the topic you brought in. I actually found, through a Google alert, an interview with Eugene Levy about other things, and they brought up this movie and how he doesn't know how John Candy talked him into wearing assless chaps.
All chaps are assless.
Yeah, but that's what they call them, and that's what he called them, so...
Right.
I'm going with what I've heard from probably him all my life.
Yeah, I read that interview, too. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It made me feel bad that I feel like we kind of dumped on the movie, and it's not a bad movie. It's really enjoyable.
But we're breaking them down. This is what we're doing.
Right.
And unfortunately, when you really look at most movies, you're going to find problems.
Yeah. Huge. Glaring problems.
That's a good thing we're not doing modern movies.
Yeah, probably.
It just kind of sucks we're looking at a lot of our favorites coming up.
I think, I'm hoping they're going to hold up.
Yeah.
So, Armed and Dangerous. Let's see if we can go through the plot. Let's see how forgettable this really is.
Okay, starts with John Candy as a cop, driving the streets to the music.
Right, okay, so he's driving and the kid's got the cat up a tree, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He goes to save the cat and gets stuck.
He gets vertigo.
Has to be rescued by the fire department.
Right. But why does he lose his... badge? Doesn't he lose his badge over that somehow?
No, it's because another scene when he's driving through the city, he sees a flashlight in an electronics store.
Okay, so corrupt cops, the two corrupt cops.
Yes. He pulls a gun on a guy robbing the electronics store, and it happens to be another cop.
They hand him the TV just as the other cops pull up.
And so he gets framed for that.
Right, and then courthouse scene, he loses his badge.
And we see Eugene come in.
Yeah, he bumps him as he comes in.
Yeah, he's really rude to him. And he's defending a guy that says, if you don't get me off, you're dead.
Right, the dude who looks like trans.
I don't know. I don't remember the guy, but I remember what he said. And I remember
it's
him trying
like the Charlie Manson deal, but like the spirit gum adhesive of the beard is so bad. That's all I remember.
And he goes tries to convince the judge, and the judge tells him to get out of his current profession.
Right, says he's a terrible lawyer, but I think he's pretty good in that scene.
Yeah, he did a good job trying to do that.
And then is the next scene the security guard place?
Yep. They're in the introduction to being a security guard for the company.
Right, it was kind of that, and then Mike from Breaking Bad comes in from the union.
Yes, every bad guy from all 80s movies come in, and they're the union, and
they're introduced. Shaking them down for their dues and all that. Then what?
A training montage, including some firing range.
Is that true?
I think so. That's what I got out of it. It might not have been a montage, but in my head, it's a montage. But we get to meet Goldie Hawn. Nope. Wrong 80s hottie.
Meg Ryan.
The better hottie.
Whoa. Shots fired, Goldie.
Sorry. I like Goldie, but Meg was gorgeous.
Yeah, Larry Hankin shooting the birds.
Yes.
So she's running the firing range.
A little bit of weird conversation with Eugene and her.
And then what?
That's just the start of the love interest that we jump in between and we miss a lot of.
I know, but what after that?
Their first assignment at a warehouse.
Okay, and warehouse
and it gets
shooting.
Robbed.
Yeah.
And John Candy stops the guard dogs and ends up wrestling with them and biting them and they run off.
I don't remember that. And then they're getting screamed at by the sergeant.
Yes.
For not doing their job even though they went above and beyond.
And then they get assigned to...
garbage yard?
The dump, yes. And they meet... What's his face? And tell him about a toothbrush a couple hills over.
Larry Hankin, yeah.
Yes. And the next day, they're at a toxic waste dump.
Yeah, the really sick-looking guy.
The guys who are, like, dying, but have only been there for 2 weeks.
Yeah. That was good. I remember some of the good parts.
And those guys tell them that the warehouse job they were working got robbed. And it was the same job they were on their first night. So they were just kind of got railroaded into that.
I don't remember that part at all.
Yeah, it's how they start figuring it out. And that's why they decide to stake out the big dude.
So is that how they just stalk, like, the guys that work at the chemical plant all die? And they just rob the warehouse so that the people can go to the dump and then eventually go to the chemical warehouse to restock those people?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it's just every 2 weeks they rob the warehouse and whoever happens to be there
ends up working at the dump.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The dump wouldn't be too bad. I'd be like Larry Hankin.
No, thanks.
I love trash because you just never know. Sometimes there's treasures.
Not really. So they decide to stake out the one guy, the head of their... The guy that told them to go on break when the place was
robbed. When do they go to the union meeting?
That's coming up.
That hasn't happened yet?
No. So they're staking out the guy who told them to go on break when their warehouse was robbed.
Tiny, right?
Tiny, yes. And they're at the gym. And then there's the really big lady, the scary lady.
Yeah.
And they sneak
you
in.
Mean the sexy lady.
Okay, yes. I don't want to upset her. So, yes, she's gorgeous. No, she's just a tough lady I wouldn't want to upset.
This is the worst episode of this already. It's just two dudes trying to remember a movie. Like, I do not mind if anybody wants to not listen to this one.
No.
This is going to be so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, and so, by the way, spoiler alert.
Yeah, so they get into the gym, and they go hide in the aerobics class.
Right.
And it's just a montage of butts right here with them hiding. They find Tiny and try to murder him.
Yeah, with the weights.
Yeah, he gives Eugene all the weights, and he can't hold it. And
what information does he give him?
I don't remember that, but that somebody's corrupt, maybe, or I don't know.
After that, they run out of there, right? When there's like an army of like tough chicks that chase him out of there?
Yes, because, okay, so John Candy tells Eugene to let go with Tiny's head under the pole holding all the weights.
Right.
So he wants to kill him, basically, but he lets go, and Tiny sits up just in time. And they run. You don't want to upset Tiny.
Right.
Because that man tried to take on that car.
Clown murder style.
Clown murder style. But I believe he could do it.
Maybe. He'd definitely do some damage.
Yes.
Have you seen No Holds Barred?
A long time ago.
Oh, it's so great. Him and Hulk Hogan. It's the best.
So
then do they go to Meg Ryan's house?
Yes. They go to Meg Ryan's house.
John Candy's a pervert.
Yes. He peeps through the keyhole.
And then they...
And she catches him.
Yeah.
And all she does is kind of look at him weird and walk away from him.
Yeah. Like, what a jerk. Not like, what a pervert weirdo.
Yeah. And they...
And then they have the weird thing.
Accuse her father.
Yeah. And then she has that weird thing with Eugene where she's like, I'd expect this out of him, but you...
Yeah. Why? You've seen him a couple of times.
Right.
At work.
Then what happens?
They go to a bar and get some hot chicks.
Okay, yeah. So they're drinking at the bar with the chicks. And then the corrupt cops show up.
And try to steal their chicks.
And then they split and go to the fancy party.
John Candy takes them out and they take off.
Yeah, in their Dumb and Dumber suits.
Yes, the blue tuxedos.
Yeah, and that's funny, the party.
They get
something at the party.
They go to listen in on the big boss guy in the sauna.
Get trapped in there.
And the hotties save them. Right. And the big boss guy is creepy with the hotties. But before that, he...
What was his line? He has that, like, amazingly... let's have a threesome.
Something like that, yeah. It was so creepy and gross, but...
I can't picture that guy's face in my head. Who is the bad guy? I'm picturing the dude from Roadhouse for some reason. The bad guy from that.
The guy's done so many movies.
It's not James Caan. It's Robert Loggia.
Yes, what else does
Robert Loggia. He's been in everything.
Yeah, but name one.
Tim and Eric's Billion Dollar Movie.
I don't know that movie.
Yeah, so I know, but that's the first one that's coming to my mind. Big.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, so while they were in the sauna, and Eugene's overreacting, but it's part of the character, it's not his fault. It's not Eugene's fault.
I'm not bad, I'm just drawn that way. You're like, no. It's not your fault, Eugene.
And John Candy's got him in a headlock, so it's worse. Loggia spills the whole story to Principal Strickland.
Strickland, yeah, yeah.
And then he sends Strickland to die.
Or Principal whatever he was in Masters of the Universe. Wasn't he the principal?
He was the cop.
That? Oh, he's the cop in that. I thought he was a principal in two movies.
Probably.
I don't know. Because
he was kind of railroaded into those two parts after those.
He's so good.
He is.
I love that guy. He's great in this, even.
He's pretty good in this, yeah. And then, so he... sends them to go die.
You know what's funny about him? Like, they always say with actors, you gotta watch them because they never blink. like, you're not supposed to blink on camera.
Okay.
The guy who, the principal guy, Principal Strickland, blinks like crazy. It's like reverse acting, but it's so great. He's just like constantly blinking when you watch him.
You can't unsee it now.
Once you've
just
seen
ruined
him again,
everything he's in.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see it, but you're also just like, what an interesting choice, Mr. Strickland. Or we should give the guy some respect and learn his real name. But
there are people I just will never know their names because they've just been ingrained that way.
Yeah. Why does he get shot? How does the shootout happen?
They're going to go kill him because he will end up getting caught if he doesn't die.
Because, so Loggia wants to kill Strickland?
Yes, Strickland is the guy who ordered all the money to be transferred in one truck for this robbery to happen that they've planned.
Right.
I remember too much of this.
Dude, I remember so little.
Okay, so because he was basically going to be the fall guy, he doesn't want to do that, so okay, now you get to go die. John Candy and Eugene get out of the sauna after the girls save them, and they go to try to save him. He gets shot, and they get framed for that. And then there's this crazy car chase.
This could all be wrong, by the way.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
I promise you. I remember too much of this now. It came back to me again. See, I told you when I was watching this, taking notes, it just hit me, and I just remembered the whole movie again.
Right.
I'm there again.
Wow, dude. I'm so not there.
Yeah. Okay, so this car chase didn't last long. They get in a head-on collision, or they hit a pole or something, where basically they would have died, and they get out of the car and run away, and make it. They survive, and they get away from everybody. And this is when they run into the sex shop.
Okay, yeah, and then there's the people that are exactly their sizes.
Yeah.
This is where we have man-to-man.
And John Candy being a creep again. Give me a quarter.
Right, okay, yeah, the peep show part. Yeah, the peep show bit. That's funny.
And John Candy kisses the glass.
So, yeah, don't put your mouth on anything in the Jack Shack, kids.
No. And then Eugene has an idea and invites the leather dude in.
Yeah.
And the leather dude just somehow knew he wanted the drag queen to come
with. Right, and we have the creepy, like, lips moving. Like, let's go licking, fisting, right? The punching their fists. Like,
yeah.
That's confusing still to me.
Let's go do something in the Jack Shack is basically what I took it. But
right,
if you think about literal
licking and fisting...
Yeah, no.
Is that an offensive stereotype character, do you think?
I don't know.
I think it probably is. The leather daddy and the drag queen, right?
They exist.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I don't
know. There were normal-looking people in there.
Yeah. Do you think... Yeah, I don't know. Interesting question, though. Like, is drag queen doesn't necessarily mean gay. Drag queen is just a performer.
Yeah, probably. Drag queen, yeah.
I mean, I know...
There are plenty of people that enjoy being in drag that aren't queens... And there are plenty of queens that aren't into drag.
Well, it's a good thing we're doing it on this bonus because
this is a throwaway. If people are still listening, they deserve a medal.
You're gonna get the hate speak on this.
No, they deserve a medal.
Just our naivete about like everything.
Yeah, I don't know
drag queens, but all the drag queens I know are gay and just do the drag queen thing for fun, but aren't transvestites or trans. It's so confusing now. Like, they don't dress like that in real life. They're just normal gay men that dress like dudes.
Well, the thing is, everybody wants a label.
Yeah.
So we don't see it, but they take out the leather dude and the drag queen.
Right, and corrupt cops are chasing them?
They were part of the group chasing them, yes.
Okay, yeah, and then they split right past them.
Yeah, they're out front of the sex shop interviewing people.
And we get
and
Eugene's
cops,
ass.
I would think they would check everywhere in the building if that's what happened.
Well, they're corrupt cops, so they can't really follow procedure. Can't shut it down like fugitive style. Like, I need in-house, out-house, and like, what does he say?
I don't know. They're wanted for murder right now because they killed Strickland.
Right. Strickland.
They didn't, poor but bastard. They people think they killed Strickland. Yeah.
So they leave there, and then they go to meet Meg in the park?
But they leave, and the corrupt cop stops them. Like, they know John Candy, and he gets away with it. It's showing that these corrupt cops is dumb.
What I'm always curious about is, like, this happens in movies all the time, where you happen to meet two dudes with your same body shape, beat them up, take their clothes, and cruise out.
Yeah.
Would you take the time to dress the other person, or would they just wake up and see your clothes folded? Would you fold them for them? Or would you put your clothes in a pile? Like, how extreme would you go to?
If I was doing it, I would find a trash can with a lid. Something where people wouldn't notice.
And put, what, your original clothes into the...
Yeah.
Like, just to screw over the poor, like, drag queen in the...
They're already screwed over. I took them. But I don't want to leave evidence.
Well, and the drag queen might be okay, because the drag queen could be wearing underwear. The drag queen could be undershirt and underwear. Leather Daddy's got nothing. You take his chaps.
He might have a jock strap or something. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like thong, like
he might have something.
Butt floss bikini, but
yeah.
Doubtful. No, because the chaps is the whole ass out of there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
But honestly, I wouldn't want to leave my stuff. I would either throw it away or find a way to take it with.
Right.
Did the queen have a purse?
It must have, because makeup was in there, right?
Yeah, but they didn't take anything because they've spent the whole day, the whole night, dressed like that. Which means a good 12 hours, probably, by the time they... Well, yeah, no, it could have been 6 or 7.
So
it was actual
too.
Daylight, so 7, 8 o'clock.
Right.
The party was probably around 8 or 9.
Who knows? So they meet Meg Ryan in the park, and they have the plan to drive the truck, I guess, so that...
Yes, they make a plan while going to meet her, and Eugene's got the map on his butt. John Candy's all, give me the map, give me the map. And no, no, and he, okay, bend over. And it's right here, and he
it's
points...
It's just Sturica Brown through Reseda.
So they tell her the plan, and they're going to do that, and then we get Meg at work telling... What's his face that he's not on the truck that day?
Right, so she takes over, hops on the truck with Eugene, and they take off.
She takes the truck to the bank, and Eugene meets her, and they take the truck to the site.
Right, and then her dad sees the dude who's supposed to be on the truck that's supposed to get murdered. We forgot a whole scene.
Which one?
Where the dad doesn't want to murder, the dad is talking to Robert Logan.
He doesn't want anybody to get hurt.
Dude, we forgot so many whole scenes in here.
We forgot the union meeting, too.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
I don't either.
It happened, yeah. Okay,
oh,
so...
Oh, this movie.
Yeah, but that stuff is all mob filler stuff. Like, okay, we're...
It's part of the film.
Yeah. We're getting what matters.
We're already failing so bad at this.
Dude, how much of the movie do we have?
I mean, we've got the gist of
I'm
it,
sorry.
Which is okay.
How much of the movie did I have?
Yeah, a lot. But, like, if I did this with Terminator 2, I could do it start to finish.
Yeah?
It would be like, and then we've got the Have You Seen This Boy, and then we've got, you know, like, Jurassic Park, I could do this start to finish. I've probably seen this movie more than those movies.
Let's do Jurassic Park. I could do the music for you.
Dude, so many lines, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so this doesn't take an hour.
Okay.
The next day, John Candy's getting dressed.
Firing up a motorcycle dressed like
trying to start
from 1941.
Yeah, trying to start up the motorcycle at one start.
I don't want to call Belushi Butthole. But like, rest in peace.
He was awful.
And
that movie, that character was awful.
Yeah, 1941 sucks.
Okay. So he can't get the motorcycle started, so he's going to push start it.
Right.
And it finally starts, and he's going. Traffic jam, back and forth between
Meg and
Eugene talking about he's not going to be there. Oh, he's going to be there.
Dude, I just remembered the trucker. He dumps the bike, and then he meets Murder Trucker.
He dumps the bike, and then he tries to commandeer a lifted pickup.
The bro party pickup.
A flatbiller pickup.
Right.
And they open a beer in his face, and so he slashes the tire.
Yeah.
Like the... $1,000 tire or whatever, that they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
Eventually gets up to the trucker, opens the door and tells him that he's on a mission. Hop on in, Slim!
On a mission from God. And then, yeah, he just murders people.
He just plows right through all the traffic, probably shoving cars off the bridge.
Yeah.
Gets through the traffic and finds out that he's hauling rocket fuel.
Right.
Tells him to turn left and he turns right.
What's going on with Meg and Eugene, though? Because something's going on there.
They start getting followed. They're not going easy. They, like...
Right, okay, Mike from Breaking Bad and the other dude are in that car.
Right.
Chasing them.
And eventually we get the police chase into the produce scene that every movie with a police chase needs.
And then they end up in the same place.
Were there chickens?
Dude, I don't remember.
There couldn't have been chickens. I think you would have said something.
Probably. For sure.
Yeah.
And then there's Ice Cream Man... And he shoots the rocket fuel.
Yes. Before that, you've got the trucker and John Candy talking about the gun, how it's illegal in... It's only legal in two states, and this isn't one of them.
Right.
And there's a sight on the handgun. Doesn't make sense. Then the ice cream man pops open the... Or slides open the top of the ice cream cone.
Comes out with a rocket launcher.
Shoots. The truck gets in the way. Blows up and kills the ice cream man. on the top of the ice cream truck, and the ice cream man's running away.
Oh, right. He explodes and then runs away.
Yes.
And then the other guys, Mike from Breaking Bad,
they drive into the truck
by driving into fire.
Yes.
But somehow the fire only kills bad guys because John Candy and the truck guy are good.
That's a magic truck. Somehow they survive.
Does Robert Loggia show up?
Her dad had taken him. Okay, her dad grabbed the truck and was driving around in a truck. They picked up, they started following that truck, and once they got it, no, he shows up with them because he, like, held them at gunpoint, and he ends up turning them over to the police and tells them. Yes. Loggia and whoever else he had with him. So Mike might have been there instead of the car that blew up.
Huh.
But her dad held Loggia and somebody else at gunpoint for the cops.
Right, and then we could use a good man like you on the force stuff.
Yeah, they try to convince
Eugene
to become a cop. John Candy gets his job back as a cop after giving a trucker an illegal firearm.
Right. He gives his gun to him?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yes. He says, sorry about your truck. He's like, all in a good day's work. I like your attitude. And then they walk off, or Eugene and John Candy walk off into the scene of the explosion, and it pans out, and awesome music.
Not awesome. Dude, I think I proved the point, kind of, though. Like, we were able to get through it, but I'm sure we're missing scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we could give the gist of it, but...
Oh, there was a little more of the romance between Meg and Eugene, but only, like, one more scene.
Yeah.
There's the party scene where she was being molested by Loggia.
What?
When they're at the party, Loggia and Meg are dancing, and then she goes and tells her dad that he couldn't keep his hands off her fanny.
Oh, okay, yeah, and then we've
where
got
it's
the,
all
great,
creepy, like
if, the lip-reading scene at the party, too.
That was good.
That's funny. Ugh. This movie sucks. I think we proved the point. We were able to do it, but this is a forgettable movie.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I had my problems, but I enjoyed it. Honestly, with the exception of Class of 42 and...
44.
Class of 44, whatever. So many weird numbers.
Yeah.
And one other. I don't remember which one. I enjoyed almost all of these, so I think we're doing good.
Yeah.
Obviously lots of problems in all of them, because that's all we talk about is all the problems.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Class of 44 was no fun.
Class of 44 was not.
But now it's kind of funny to me. Like, I'm glad I watched that.
I don't know about glad, but I'm glad we did this.
Yeah, and there's so many that I like in there, you know?
Yeah.
That overall, like, I enjoy and I might watch again.
Our next two movies I could do right now without watching.
We've got Little Shop of Horrors and Spaceballs.
Yep.
I've seen Little Shop of Horrors like 1,000 times, but with a W, not an H. That was a terrible joke.
It was.
I loved it. I'm standing by it.
No. It's disappointing.
Just like this episode. Perfect way to wrap it up.
Thanks for listening, if you've made it here.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.